Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Tom Loeffler, talking cattle on feed numbers in just a moment.
I've got an axe to grind. I hate bromes. Brome grasses can be brutal on winter wheat yields. If you really want to give winter wheat a fighting chance, be brutal right back with Prepare Burn Down Herbicide. Adding Prepare to your glyphosate extends brome control for up to 21 days, giving young wheat the weed-free head start it needs to make something of itself. Because the cleaner the field, the higher the yield. Talk to your retailer or visit preparewinterwheat.com and always read and follow label directions.
Raising cattle is not what you do, it's who you are. It's your passion, your livelihood, and you'll do whatever it takes to succeed. AgriClear is here to help with a new way to buy and sell cattle, an online platform that lets you do business on your terms. With AgriClear, you can buy or sell cattle to anyone, anywhere, anytime, with confidence. Learn more at AgriClear.com. That's AgriClear.com. AgriClear, cattle marketing on your terms.
Cattle and feed numbers releases last Friday afternoon after the markets were closed for the week by USDA. And according to Tom Loeffler with Loeffler Commodities, not a real big impact probably going to come out of these particular numbers, which show cattle on feed down 3% compared to 1 year ago.
Our August on feed came in at 103% of a year ago. They was looking for 102.7%. Now, this means that we put on feed 10.002 million head of cattle. This is 1.7% below the five-year average. And Nebraska was up 3% versus a year ago. Kansas up 2%. And Texas was down 1% versus a year ago on cattle on feed. Now, this is the fifth straight month of year-over-year gains in the monthly on feed numbers. So we're slowly building those numbers up, but ever so slightly. Our July placements came in at 99%. The trade was looking for 101%. So this is a little bit of the friendly side of the report. That means we placed 1,547,000 head of cattle on feed. That is 14.6% lower than the five-year average. Now, this is also the lowest July placement of the past 20 years and is the second lowest monthly placement for the year 2015.
Now, when you get under the hood of the placement numbers, where you get really interesting are the weight breakdowns.
Now, when you look at the weight breakdown of the placements under 600-pound category, they were down 14.1%. 600 to 699-pound category, down 9.6%. 700 to 799-pound category, down 7.6%. And the 800-plus category was up 19.2%. We continue to see, I believe it's now 11 of the past 12 months of the 800-pound placements larger than a year ago.
As for the marketings,
in our marketings, the July marketings came in at 97%. They was looking for 97%. That means we marketed 1,725,000 head of cattle. This is 9.1% below the five-year average. This is the lowest July marketing of the past 20 years and also makes seven straight months this year of the lowest of the past 20 years for those respective months. Kansas marketings were 1% larger than a year ago, but Nebraska was down 2% and Texas down 5% compared to a year ago.
Tom Loeffler, Loeffler Commodities, who believes that this report is slightly positive, slightly bullish, in that the placement numbers some 2 percentage points less than what was expected. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Did you know millennials often make recipes based on photos their friends share online? Market research conducted by Your Beef Checkoff finds nearly 60% of millennials have tried a recipe they saw posted on social media. And whether they are new to cooking or experienced, they want resources that boost their cooking expertise. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Checkoff is giving millennials more opportunities to eat beef by sharing recipes and nutrition information. Learn and share more at MyBeefCheckoff.com, paid for by Your Checkoff Dollar.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.